Near the edge of the great forest, there lived a husband and a wife. They were newlyweds. They had it all planned out. In the mornings, they would eat breakfast together, then the husband would take his axe and his lunch. He would go out into the woods, where he would spend the day chopping firewood to sell in the village. And the woman, well, she would spend her day tending to the garden. When the fall came, she would take the harvest and can it to last through the long winter. They would live off the land in harmony with the seasons, with just each other for company. But the first winter they spent together lasted longer than they had expected. Soon they began to loathe the sight of one another. The wife couldn't wait until he would take his axe and go out into the forest, and the husband dreaded when he would have to come home and eat another meal of boiled potatoes. They had run dangerously low on food, and it did not improve either of their moods to eat potato soup day after day after day. One morning the husband set out as he always did with his axe over his shoulder, but hardly any food to take with him for lunch. He made his way out into the forest. He kicked the snow that refused to melt, when suddenly he saw a ring of bright green grass around a tree. He looked up. There wasn't a bit of snow on the branches, and what was that? Were those leaves opening up? It must be a magic tree, he thought. Look at it. This tree has spring in it. Perhaps I can sell it for even more in the village. He pulled back his axe to chop down that tree when suddenly he heard bells, music, and was that a voice? Stop, it said. He looked around. Who's there? But he couldn't see anyone. He swung the axe back again, but again he heard the tinkling of bells, the music, and the voice. Please, don't. Still, he could see no one, and so for the third time, he pulled back his axe, but this time the bells chimed, the music sounded, and in front of his very eyes, suddenly there appeared a fairy with beautiful butterfly wings of green and purple and blue. Don't, she said, please don't chop down my tree. I am the guardian of this tree. I have guarded this tree for 100 years, and I shall guard it for 100 more if only you will leave it standing. Of course, he said. I won't cut down your tree. I thought it would be good luck. But it is good luck for you, woodcutter. For in exchange for your kindness, I will grant you the first 3 wishes you make. Now go home. The bells tinkled one last time, and perhaps that small creature cast a spell over the woodcutter, for he turned himself around, though it was still long before lunchtime, and he made his way back home. His eyes didn't even seem to see the woods around him. His mind was somewhere else, and when he arrived home, he had completely forgotten everything that had just happened. The woman leapt up from her chair. Now what are you doing home already? He stood in the doorway and looked around. Isn't it time to eat? It's not time for supper. You haven't even been gone for more than an hour. What have you been doing? What is wrong with you? Well, I was hungry, he said. He scratched his head. There isn't anything in the pot? No, she said. If there was, you know it would only be potatoes. Oh, I'm so tired of potatoes, he groaned. Well, maybe if you wouldn't leave the forest, we'd be able to sell a bit more firewood and we could buy ourselves something. What is wrong with you? What is wrong with your eyes? Potatoes. If only we had a sausage, a nice big juicy sausage. Oh, how I wish I had a nice big fat sausage that I could eat right now. And then, bam, down, out of nowhere, fell an enormous sausage. It landed with a crash on the table. The wife stared at the husband. The husband stared at the wife. They both stared at the sausage. Where did that come from? Oh, now I remember. I went into the forest and I met a fairy. She said I could have 3 wishes, the first 3 things I wished for. And look, it came true. 3 wishes, and now we have a sausage. She stared at him. 3 wishes? 3 wishes and you wished for a sausage? Husband, you could have wished for a whole pig farm. You could have wished for gold and silver. You could have wished for spring to come to melt this infernal snow. You wished for a sausage? You wished for a sausage? Well, I wish you had that sausage for a nose. And suddenly, with a pop, that sausage was stuck to her husband's nose, or at least where his nose had been. She stared. She put her hands over her mouth. Oh my, it isn't really stuck, is it? I didn't mean it. I just, well, it was a silly thing to wish for. No sillier than wishing I had a sausage for a nose. Help me get this off. They pulled and they tugged. They yanked, but no matter what they tried, that sausage would not budge. Well, we still have one more wish, she said. Maybe if we wish for lots of silver and gold, you could, well, we'd be so rich that it wouldn't matter, would it? He looked at her. I can't go through life with a sausage for a nose. No, I suppose you can't. She took his hand. I am sorry, she said. Well, I'm sorry too. And together they used their final wish for that sausage to return to its place on the table. And though the husband and wife did not have gold or silver or even a farm full of pigs, the spring thaw began that day in their hearts as they sat down to a fine meal of boiled potatoes and one delicious sausage. May spring arrive soon for all of you.